I'm getting ready for Parshas Baaloischo this week in Yetzer Hashem. Yesterday, I had an interesting experience. It almost sounded like a hashgacha. I don't know whether I can arrogate to myself the assumption that the Rabbeinu Hashem is mashgiach on my learning in such a way. Maybe he is, who knows. But I was learning with a chavrusa who wasn't able to summon a lot of interest in what I was trying to explain to him. I had a certain haoro, which I thought was a very interesting one. All right, but I couldn't get him to be interested. So I said, "No, so what do you want to talk about?" So he said, "Let's learn a little Gemara." So I said, "Fine, let's learn a Gemara. What Gemara are you currently learning?" So he said, "Shlosha Shachlo in Brochos." I said, "Good, fine, let's learn Shlosha Shachlo." I haven't learned Shlosha Shachlo for a long, long time. But, all right, so we sat down and we started at the Mishnah. Shloisha sh'ochlu ka'achas chayovin lezamein. As I said in the Mishnah, that's the lashon of the Mishnah. So Rashi says, Shloisha sh'ochlu lezamein lehizdamein yachad letziruf brocho b'leshon rabim tegon nevorech. So Rashi changes the lezamein to lehizdamein. And that interested me very much. I know a few of the very basic issues of Dikduk, and I assume that this is the Hispoel, the reflexive. And I wondered why Rashi, Zamen, I guess, is in the PL. So, Chayov Zamen, they are Mechuyev to do whatever Zimun means. And so Rashi changes that Lehizdamen. Now that kind of opinion, I checked in the dictionaries, and that is usually a something that just happens without you having planned it. Here I'm reading from a dictionary; it happens to be German, so I'll translate it as I go along. So he brings nizdamen loy nochri baderech. That's in Avodah Zorah, Chor from a base. Nizdamen loy nochri baderech. He happened to meet a nochri along the way. Or in Shavuos, tzode chaya shenizdamnu lohen minim tumeim. You have a hunter who's catching and trapping animals, and it turns out that one of the animals is not a kosher animal. Or in Sanhedrin, it says oisay malof shenizdamen loy leavrom lailo shemay. When Avraham Avinu was going to fight the Melochim, he met a Malach, and the name of that Malach was Lila. Whatever the issue is, I don't know what it is. But all the Nizdamins over there are by chance. It means he wasn't planning on that. He wasn't planning on meeting this non-Jewish person. He wasn't planning on catching a non-kosher animal. And he wasn't planning to meet this Malach, whose name is Lila. So, so Nizdamen seems to be like you have the opportunity. You have the opportunity. So, Ki'ilu, like grab the opportunity. I'm maybe translating it incorrectly. I'm lucky enough to have a neighbor over here who has an entire set of Masiftas, and I went upstairs to see whether I could borrow this volume, but he's the only one, I think, on Yeshiva Lane who has the whole set. So half the yeshiva is constantly borrowing one of the volumes. So this one was out on loan, so I didn't see it. Maybe I'll still check whether I'm right in that. But Rashi is, in other words, if I'm reading the Rashi correctly, then Rashi is changing the lezamen is lehizdamen yachad. They happened to be eating together. So letziruf brocha, and therefore they are combined for a brocho bilshon rabim, kagon nevorech. Now, I haven't learned the dinim of Mezuman or the Gemara over here. I've learned the perek before, but not for a long time. And I don't really remember the actual lamdas of what is going on by Zimun. Whether the birchas haZimun is only the nevorech, which is bilshon rabim. And so, in other words, before you bench, so if you are able to, namely that you have two shutfim who are also eating with you, so then you'll change it into an invitation to them. Let's say a brocha to Hashem together. let's say Nevorach. And so the Birchas HaZimun would be just the Nevorach part. Or is the whole benching now a communal kind of benching? It may be a Mefurash HaGemara, it may be something which is very obvious to everybody who knows anything. I don't know. But I'll call upon him. It's that which sort of caught my attention very much. So what exactly, and I wanted to understand, what is the maila of a communal benching? So the Gemara says, Gadlu Lashem Iti, and the Rav Mashmo Yachtov, that's the one posuk, Gadlu Lashem Iti, that you have one person talking to two, Gadlu is in the plural, yeah, Gadlu Lashem Iti, let's exalt Hashem together, and the Rav Mashmo Yachtov, and exalt his name together, the three of us. Rabbi Avor Aymer Mehocha, Kishem Hashem Ekro, when I am Koyre Shem Hashem, Hovu Godel Elokeinu, do you in your plural state ascribe godless to the Ribbono Shel Olam? So I'm not sure what's the Mechayev over here. It's not a minion over here. The din is, if you have Asoros, you say Nevoch Elokeinu, Lelokeinu, whatever the Nusach is. But over here, we're not yet holding by the presence of the Shechinah, because it's not 10, it's only 3 or 2, whatever you want to call it. And so, what is it? What is the maila of having these two and benching the Ribbono Shel Olam together, a threesome together? Or the Good Mishnah says that if there are four, so then the single one who's benching could just talk to them. Yeah, Boruchu, do you bench? And not include himself. So there are different neschoes. What interested me and what I'm going to tell you now, I don't know, and you're going to say, well, if you don't know, why tell us this whole big Megillah? I'll tell you because I'm just full of the thought, and you'll see in a moment why it's Nogea a little bit to my study in Baal Oisro. But something is going on over here which I wish very much I would know what it is. In other words, what exactly is the maila of benching in the Loshen Rabbim? So, good. End the story. If I can get hold of the volume, that's the third volume of the four Brochus volumes, where you have a Shlosha Shachlu. So maybe they talk about that. What exactly is the maila in this? Why does it concern me at the moment? I say it was like a miraculous thing. Dafke yesterday, of all the days that I've learned with Ad Chavrusa, this never happened, that we suddenly switched to Gemara in the middle, and ausgerechnet Dafke, that Gemara, which is going to really share some of the issues which are interesting me in Baal Oisro, and that is, of course, the Pesach Sheni. So that's a very, very interesting parsha when you think about it. So let's go over here to in Baal Oisro. And the pasuk is like this: Vayomru anoshim vahemo elov, anachnu tmeim lenefesh adam. These were people who came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, anachnu tmeim lenefesh adam, lama nigora levilti hakriv es korban Hashem b'moradar, Pesach b'nei Yisrael. Loma nigora. Why should we? Now, how do you... To gora, gimel reish ayin, means to diminish, to make shorter, to make smaller. So, loma nigora, omar lohem... Yeah, so, they said, why should we be diminished? That's really, the best English translation. I haven't looked at an English translation, but I would say that that's probably a good translation. Why should we be diminished by not being able to bring the Korban Hashem in its right time? Besoich b'nei Yisrael. Now, what's that? This besoich b'nei Yisrael. And what exactly is happening over here? So, be'etzem, I have a kashya, but again, it might be just an amoretz kashya, because I really don't know the sukkah as well. So I'll just share it with you, and those of you who know your way around better than I do will probably say that, well, what an amoretz is. I really don't know. But I'll tell you, I'm just sort of learning it from the beginning, Kielu, so I'll share with you, even though I may be sharing my ignorance. I don't think that we find, I mean, I know that we don't find, that if somebody missed Shofar on Rosh Hashanah because he was he wasn't anywhere near a place where they had a Shofar. Now, but we all know the stories of Shofars and the camps, Rachmona Letzlan, and the Mesiras Nefesh of Yidden was Neuro Neurois. But, yeah, if somebody taka missed blowing Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, I don't think that, I mean, I know that there is no Rosh Hashanah Sheni, that the Torah said, okay, like you missed it today, and I don't want you to miss it. See, that's how the parsha starts when Hashem answers Moshe. By davar Hashem et Moshe leimer, davel b'nei Yisrael leimer, ish ish ki yeh tome lo nefesh oy v'der rechoy kolochem, oy der rosechem, v'oso Pesach l'Hashem. He will make the Pesach l'Hashem. I'm going to make sure that he gets a chance to bring the Pesach. How? With the halacha of Pesach Sheni, v'chodesh Hasheni, v'abo ose yom b'nei Abayim, yasa oysa l'matzah, z'morim yachlu, whatever the halachas of Pesach Sheni. But why is it, I asked myself, why Dafke Pesach needs this Hashlama? And I don't have the Rambam here, but the Rambam says Beferish, I think in Perek Hey from Hilchos Korban Pesach, that the Pesach Sheni is not a Tashlumen. It's not a Tashlumen of the Pesach Rishon. It's a Sugya, a Yontov Bifnei Atzma, that if you didn't celebrate that Yontov of the 14th, of Nisan, namely the Hakrov of the Korban Pesach. So now you're mitzuvah in that Yontif again, not on the 14th of Nisan, but or on the 14th of Iyar. Achodesh Hasheni Baba Oseyom Beinu Aboyim Yasu Oseyom. So, what are the implications of this fact? What are the implications of the fact? Again, I don't know. Maybe it's mefugah somewhere. But I'll share my ignorance with you. Why is it so terrible if you miss out on the Korban Pesach? I mean, the Shofar is also not a Kleinigkeit, and you missed out on it. But apparently, the Rav Hashem is not upset about that. Okay, you missed out of it. Oynes Rachmon Patra, you were on a derech Chayko Nuvaz Alechtan. But by Pesach Sheni, apparently, it's not that way. Lulav, you didn't have a lulav on Yantav. So you said there's a Sukkot Sheni that doesn't exist. Well, the fact is that there's no Pesach Sheni either. It's only the Pesach Sheni, the Korban Pesach, the 14th of Nisan. But that does exist. So why is that? I think that is a legitimate question. I haven't looked into the Sheinim, so I really don't know. Maybe somebody talks about it. But it's obviously a question which needs an answer. So I was thinking about this thing, like what exactly is the mila of another guy saying, another two people saying benching with you? Like what's the big deal? You don't have the Shechina anyway. So a minion you don't have. Is there any other place where there's a mila of having two people? So now we've already got two. Two mesholim within 2 days from me. Yeah, on today's Tuesday, so on Monday, I was hit with shlosha she'ochlu ka'achas and came across the idea that if I bench and I have two people who will bench with me, it's a mila and it's a chiyuv. You're not allowed to dray out of it. You have to bench taka mezuman. And I think that they were asked before, like, what's the nizdamin? So I think that nizdamin, perhaps, I don't know, I wish I would have seen the masifta. I don't know whether they deal with such issues. But I think that what it probably means is that chaparain, you have this nizdamnus. Yeah, it's nizdamin lecha, the heine. For example, yeah, I mean, I checked the halachas a little bit. So I think the din is, for example, if there are two people eating together, and then later on, while they're already eating, another fellow comes by and sits down together with them and starts eating. But often that when they finish, they all finish at the same time. So the mechuyev in zimun. I mean, so maybe that's what Rashi is trying to be meramas. Shloisha shochlu ka'achas, the pshat is that three people sat down. Oh, so the meal is called the pari kilu. So there the din of benching is thus, this and this and this. Mashenkin over here, it's not a party, like he doesn't even know these guys. And they're sitting there eating a nice lunch together, and suddenly he plonks himself down and says, okay, I'm also going to eat now. And now they finish at the same time, they have to bench mezumen. So it's nizdamen. So Rashi perhaps is expanding the concept of the benching over here, of the mezumen. How does Rashi call it? Letziruf brocha. The idea of a brocha being said with a tziruf of several people together. We're saying this together. I don't know what I mentioned before. I don't know whether the mezumen is only the first part, nevorech she'ochalna mishuloi, and they say bor she'ochalna mishuloi uvetuvorech yinu, that's all in the plural, and that is the zimun, but the benching itself is no different, or whether that expands into the benching also. For example, I think that the mevorech has to say the first brocha at least loud. I'm not sure about that. But something is happening over here. That something is happening which points to a mila, as far as Kiddush Hashem is concerned, a mila if three yidden say it together, rather than if each of them benches separately. So why is that so interesting to me, and why is it nageya? Because it's nageya, I think, to Pesach Sheni. So here you had this person who missed the first Pesach, couldn't bring it. Why? Either he was Tomei or he was B'derech Rechayka. So what are the Gedorim of Tomei? What are the Gedorim of B'derech Rechayka? So the whole sugi is about that. So not Nishnageya. But the fact is that he missed. So now the Torah comes along, and so they come along and they say, Lomo Nigora. Lomo Nigora. Levilti hakrivas korban Hashem b'moyadoi b'soich b'nei Yisrael. See, that posuk, I think, says it all. Except I don't know what it's saying, because I'm don't understand what are the yisoidos which are functioning over here. But what is he saying? What are they saying? Loma nigora, why should we be diminished? Levilti hakrivas korban Hashem b'moyadoi, unable to bring the Korban Hashem in its right time, besorch b'nei Yisrael. I guess that the translation should be, at which time I would have been able to bring it, besorch b'nei Yisrael. So what are they complaining about? Could it be, we already worked out before that, by Shofar there's no such halacha. Why? I don't know. Let's leave that, because I don't know a real answer. But what is being said? Being said is, look, it wasn't our fault. We were Tomei, or we were Derech Rechayka. So why should we be denied to do this mitzvah in its right time? Besoich b'nei Yisrael. You know what that reminded me of? It's the Ma'ariv Gezach. It reminded me of the Rosha. I mean, if you heard from earlier shiurim, years ago already, I've been talking about the Rosha. I wanted to be Melamed Tzchus a little bit on the Rosha. After all, he came there. He didn't stay at home doing other things. He's a kid who wants. All right, let's not go into that. But what do we say to them? Lefisha hoitzi es atzva min haklal kofa be'ikah. Weißt euch that? Where did the Rosh ask Moha Vaidas Aslachem? If you look in Bay over there, you'll see it by the Hakrova, by the Hakrova of the Korban Pesach. He asked Moha Vaidas Aslachem, what are you people doing? Now, I don't know, perhaps again that there is Shining, which I don't know, but I'd be Moira the Shaila. If you want to follow it up, you can follow it up. What's making him mad? The Rosh. All right, we know that he's not asking, but he's declaiming. Yeah, and he's an angry young man. Nebuch, a big, big, big Rachmanis. And we have to handle him, Tucker, with kid gloves. Oh, to try and be, to help him. Oh, yeah, you need that very, very badly. But what exactly is annoying him? What's annoying him? What, he doesn't like animals being killed? So you shouldn't complain by the Pesach. You can complain every morning and every evening by the Tomid. I mean, there are lots of korbanos which are brought. So it's not the pshat is that he belongs to the peta. I think that's what they call the animal lovers nowadays. So that's not his problem. So what is his problem? Why bring korbanos all together? No. So let him ask by a different korban. Why does he have to wait for Pesach? The teretz is maybe the noise and the hallel and the screaming and the bleating and the that's bothering him. Could be it's just too much for him. I don't know, but I want to make a suggestion. I don't have any raya for that. I don't have any mocha to say that is taka the pshat. I don't have it, but I can imagine something, and that is. Now, I don't know whether this is a daraisa or a rabbon, and again, I'm sorry that I don't know the sugyas well enough. But, you know, there's the chaburas, that the Pesach is geschachten in three different groups. First the first group, then the second group, then the third group. Now, there I can hear a sensitive a boy who's looking for things to complain about, and that's why he reminds me of the Rosh. See, moha avoida azois lochem. Maybe, I haven't seen this anywhere, and I may be completely wrong. But I could understand if it bothered him, this concept. He says, look, I'm a proud, self-confident young man. I serve the Rabbanei Shalom in my way. I do what I feel you have to do. And I don't need 500 other people together with me to legitimize me. I have a yachas with the Rabbanei Shlalem. Mu'avoyda azois lochem. What is it your business whether I'm doing the Korban Pesach? In other words, if I want to join in with you and bring my Korban Pesach, or to be part of a chabura that's bringing a Korban Pesach, so I've got to be a part of your chabura. So in other words, the Rabbanei Shlalem is interested in my Korban Pesach only to the extent that I belong to a chabura. Maybe that's just bothering. What's it going to do with you? I'm willing to bring a Korban Pesach. I put on my tefillin in the morning. I do what I do. But I don't think that I gain anything from being part of a chabura. And I feel offended by the idea that in order to legitimize myself, I have to be part of a chabura. I don't know whether that's what he means. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. And that's why I said, Mo'avoyda azois lochem. Why are you arbiters of whether or not I'm doing the right thing over here? I am I and you are you. You do what you should want, but don't sort of get me into your service. Ki'ilu. Yeah, and what's taka the teretz? What's taka the teretz? So I copied down a couple of the Rambams, which are very, very interesting, and a couple of them I knew, a couple of them I didn't know, I don't know. But the first Rambam is, I didn't put down the, I just copied it from the Rambam, I didn't put down the address, is Ein Shochten es HaPesach Elo Be'azora Kesha'a HaKodeshim with all Korbanos are shechted in the Azora. So, af b'shas heter habomais, and even at times when they were allowed to bring korbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash, there were such times when the conditions were right, loy hoyu makrivim es ha-pesach b'bomas yochet. V'chol ha-makriv es ha-pesach b'bomas yochet, loyke. Shnema, loy suchal l'zboyach es ha-pesach b'achat she'orecho, מפי השמור למדו, שזו אזהורו לשוחד בבומס יוחד, אפילו בשעז את הבומס. So the Rosh is over here, he's an okay kid. He is making a very interesting deal. He says, what you're telling me over here is that in my relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I am not adequate. I'm adequate if I come together with a group, but I'm not adequate as an individual. Can you explain to me why not? Fischer heutzutage ist Atzma mit einer kleinen Koffer bekommen. So, he hadn't learned Schleusche Schaufle. He hadn't learned that there is a mile. I don't know what the mile is. If by a soga, I would understand. Like you have the Schreine there. But if you don't have the Schreine, so what's the mile of 3/1? I take it or not. Maybe I'm the first cousin to the Rosh. Moreover, why do I say Slochem? Why do I have to bench my zone? Gadlu Hashem iti. Why am I mechuyev to say that? Okay, yeah, could be that that is the. But in the meanwhile, you see that the halacha seems to be kaveya that the Korban Pesach is a communal kind of thing. Was why shouldn't you be able to bring it on a bomber? We're talking about the time of heter bombers. So if we're talking about the time of heter bombers, so bombers are mutter. And this morning I was able, before I came to the Beis HaMikdash because of the Pesach, I was able to bring a shlomim or whatever it is back home and kol hakavod. And that's it. So why can't I bring the Pesach there? But you can't. So weißt euch that the bringing of the Korban Pesach, even when an individual brings it, listen to this other Rambam which I wrote down. Yochid, sheshochad es ha-pesach le'atzmo, kosher. He doesn't need to have a partner. And it's kosher. V'hu sheyiroi lechol es kula. That's a tiny little sheep and he will be able to eat the whole thing. Otherwise he brings kochim to Noisa and so on and so forth. Yeah, so he has to be able to eat the whole thing. But, the halacha goes on, u'mishkadlen shlo yishchat lechatchila al yochid. But we try to make sure that he should not shecht it only for himself. Shenema ya'asu oisai, they shall. So since it is the plural they, so it weist us that the asir of the Korban Pesach, the hakrova of the Korban Pesach, should have at least two people. So now you understand, like my ispilus, that yesterday Kibbiyochel, the Rebbein Shem, led me to Shloshesh Ochluk Ka'achas, Dotten Chayom Lezamen, and over here we have the Korban Pesach. And I think it's as beferish, I didn't see it Lemaisa this time, but I think it's as beferish that even, like, when you bring the Korban, the Pesach Sheni, so there's unlikely that there are very many people around, because, like, how many people were Anusim, that they were Tomei, or that they were B'derech L'chayko. So the likelihood of you finding somebody who hasn't brought the Korban Pesach yet is pretty small. And still the halacha is, I think, that even by the Pesach Sheni, you try to be mishtadel to find somebody to bring it together with you. I guess from this pasuk, Yasu, I said. So, what do we have over here? We have over here a nekuda. I cannot define it for you. You know, if you've been listening to the shiurim for a while, you know, I have sort of a tidy mind and I like to organize things and to understand in what category this is and what a category that is. I don't know where to file this. You know, I'm not sure what is happening over here. Like, why is the two or the three better than the one? Why should the Torah have said, Ya'asu, let them do it? Why should the Torah tell us that Gadlu Hashem Iti and the Raimam Hashem Yachtov, that I should say to these guys, let's get together and do the bracha together? I don't know what the mile is, unless by benching I don't understand it, but by Pesach I do understand it, at least if it's right. I don't know whether it's right, but I do understand it, namely that if you do it by yourself, so you're Mr. Rosh. I don't mean that you are see as a Rosh. I mean that you hold like the Rosh. Let me serve the Rebbeinu Shlom by myself. I don't need you. If that's the pshat in his grumbling, but by benching, by Pesach, I mean, there. I think that what's happening is that the Pesach is taka, the korban that brought us into the Rebbeinu Shlalom, v'lokachti esrem li la'am. I mean, this was the gemar of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is what the Pesach is. Yeah, the Rebbeinu Shlalom told us to bring the korban Pesach, and the korban Pesach was the introduction into Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was the v'lokachti esrem li la'am. So it's possible to have even one or two people represent the Am. In other words, the only Meile that I can see that two or three, whatever it is, should be better than one. I asked, there's no Shechina. So there's no Shechina, so what is the Meile? So the only answer that I can think of, which may be totally wrong, is that they represent the Am. The Am is made up of more than one person, and that can be represented just by another one or two or three people who join in with you. In other words, you are a different person when you join in with one or two other Yidden. And you say, we're going to do this together. Like, what brings you together? What brings us together? We didn't even start eating at the same time. We've never met each other. So if we didn't start eating at the same time and we've never met each other, so what makes us into a unit? You know what? Es ist gut zu sein, Yid. And that's what we are. We are two Yidden, we're three Yidden coming together. Nevorach l'Elokeinu. Oy, this Rashi is such a heilige Rashi. Nizdamen. You got the opportunity. Don't lose it. Yeah, if you're sitting there yourself and you're benching, that's a very, very wonderful thing. You're thanking the Rebbeinu Shlom for everything. But here you have an opportunity. You can say the bracha, not as Yankel Berel, but as representatives of Klal Yisrael. V'lokachti esrem li le'om. It's a moeilige sache. Okay, look, you have something to think about. I'm sure you have other things to think about also, but there's some very interesting pointers over here, and I have the feeling that if one had the time and the aptitude to try and develop this a little further, one could stumble along upon a lot of chidushim. But bentayim, this should be enough for today. Thank you.